High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHS in Grand Island with the Patriots tonight as Adams Central gets set to take on Grand Island Northwest in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. And coach, obviously a big chore for you tonight. The second-ranked team in Class B in Northwest going to be a load.
Yeah, they are. It'll be a tough matchup for us in a lot of different positions out there. Height-wise, physical-wise, they're just such a big physical team. That's why they're number two. You know, they have their one loss to Norse, which is also another big physical team that they met in the state tournament last year. So, they're a quality team. They do a lot of things well, and they're just... They're really talented, really big, really physical, a really good basketball team.
You guys fighting injuries, fighting some sickness now on your basketball team. You're going to have six people off of your varsity roster either hurt tonight or sick and will not play. So you guys are kind of going in without a gun to this fight.
Yeah, and it's been one of those years. It's hard to explain. I've never experienced this many different situations, but this is what we were worried about. We knew that we had some injuries that were going to take a couple of weeks to get over and, maybe get some people back. And we were really worried about if the flu kind of got around school a little bit, that could really impact us. And it has a little bit. We've got some kids that are back from it, but they won't be near 100%. So that'll make it tough. We'll have to pick up some extra minutes from some other kids that haven't been playing a lot. And it'll be tough matchups with, seniors or three-year starters out there that are all-state caliber players going up against some of our freshmen and sophomores. So, it's a great chance for our kids to step up and play and kind of see what it's all about, but it'll definitely be a tough chore.
Like you said, some of those youngsters maybe being thrown to the fire, so to speak, in this basketball game tonight.
Yeah, and then this fire is really hot, too. So, we just have to go with what we have. And, we've tried to work on some things this week, and we still have, we still get to play in our conference tournament. We're probably picking a little bit tougher road now with the schedule that we have and see where we're seated there. But that's still our focus, is to try and get everybody ready to go for the conference tournament and then that last little run right before sub-district. So, this is just one of those games on the schedule, and we'll get out and see how we do, see what happens, and they're just a tough matchup for us in a lot of places.
How do you prepare a team? You guys are obviously going in undermanned in this ball game, but what do you tell the youngsters when they're getting set to take on a team as dominant as Northwest has been this year?
Well, we talk about it as far as learning. They can learn a lot from these players as far as how they play them offensively, defensively, kind of, see how they handle the ball, see some of the solid things that they do as far as just their basic mechanics with the ball and making sure that they're always ready. And the one thing they can identify as far as being a defensive player is the kind of offensive player that they don't like to guard, a player that's moving, a player that can post up, a player that's always looking for the ball and is, somebody that keeps them really busy and makes them difficult to guard. So some of our younger players can learn a little bit about what, some of these, class players are like and some of the things that they can do is how athletic they are and how strong they are, as seniors.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back and talk about Northwest as our pregame show continues after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. It's Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest here tonight. The Vikings, like we said before the break, coach, loaded. It all starts with Mackenzie Brown.
Yeah, it does. And she's a four-year starter, and she's a kid that's been averaging 18 to 20 points or whatever through her career. Is a great outside shot. She can extend a little bit further behind the three-point line and still shoots well. She can drive right, left, go either way, and really passes the ball well. So, she's a good teammate out on the floor, but understands that her role, she needs to score some points too. She's a really good player.
Obviously, a tough matchup with whoever draws her tonight on your squad.
Yeah, and she is, and that's, you know, where we kind of have to decide a little bit about how we're going to match up. You know, there's a lot of different ways to think about it. You know, sometimes you don't want to take your best offensive player and give her that kind of a duty, or that makes it, for a tough night defensively, and sometimes tough to get going offensively. So, you know, in the situation we're in, we got to be kind of careful there. And, you know, we got some other tough matchups. We got some post players. They're going to have to step out and play on the perimeter a little bit, and that'll be a change for them. But, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, the Sorehan girls, she can score. They got three or four people that can really score and score in a hurry.
Yeah, the big three, Plocky, Sorehan, and Brown, can all really score in a lot of different ways. And then whenever you try and do something there and forget about the post players inside, and they rebound so well that they miss a shot. A lot of times they're the ones that are cleaning it up. And, you know, their press causes a lot of trouble, and then they get good outlets because Sorehan runs so well. So it's a tough matchup all over the floor.
A couple of things you'll have to do tonight to even stay in the sink.
Well, we've got to take care of the ball, not let them get easy baskets off the press, and try and, you know, slow it down a little bit so that we can stay in a type of game where we can, you know, be in the game. So the game's got to be down in the 40s or 50s. If it's in the 70s, we're probably in trouble. We just don't have that many guns out there to put up that many points.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Jim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups in a play-by-play description coming up next is Adams Central and Grand Island North tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight, the Adams Central Lady Patriots have a tough task as they take on number 2, Grand Island Northwest.
Shelby Shocker brings it into the offensive zone. Sorehan for three. Shot good. Big, big bucket there by Aaron Sorehan for Northwest. 35-29. Sorehan hits a big three for the Vikings.
As if that's not enough, injuries and illness have plagued this Patriot squad. Tonight certainly will test the toughness of their team. Meanwhile, the Adams Central boys hope their road woes turn around as they have dropped their last two regular season games away from Patriot Gym. It's the Adams Central Patriots, the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you live now out to Grand Island. From Rosencrantz Gym, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Again, everybody, welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. Our second trip to the Rosencrantz Gym here this week. AC St. Cecilia played here on Tuesday night. Now tonight, the Adams Central Patriots will try their luck against the number 2 ranked team in Class B, Grand Island Northwest, here tonight. Adams Central coming on a record of 4 wins and 9 losses on the season. The Patriots matched up with Grand Island Northwest. They have a record of 11 wins and 1 loss here in the season so far. Northwest coming off of that 41-31 win over Hastings St. Cecilia the other night. Adams Central, they lost to St. Paul on Saturday by a score of 38-35 after beating Arcadia Loup City last Friday night in the ball game we had here on 1230 KHS, winning by the score of 56-18. We'll get to the starting lines brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned and locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Adams Central Patriots, they'll go with Brittany Wiseman, a 5'5" junior in the ball game here tonight. Also getting a start is going to be Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner will get a start for AC here tonight. Also getting a start will be Meredith LeMaster, a 5'8" senior. Also Alexis Grimmett, a 5'9" senior. And also Carly Bostock, a 6-foot junior. For the Lady Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, it'll be Katie Plocky, a 6-foot senior, getting a start. Aaron Sorahan, 5'6" and a senior. Mackenzie Brown, a 5'10" senior. Hannah Rapke, a 5'5" senior. And also Kennedy Keiser, a 5'9" senior for the Vikings of Northwest. They're coached by Mike Herzberg. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Adams Central has got six girls off the current roster, the varsity roster, that are either sick or are injured. So this one is going to be an uphill battle all the way tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. There's a shot right off the bat and a three-pointer put up there at end by Mackenzie Brown. Right off the bat, it's a 3-0 ball game, and we're just 10 seconds into the contest. Northwest will apply some pressure back here, and the youngsters will have to learn how to handle this thing as they come into their offensive zone for the first time here tonight. Pass out on top goes to a Brittany Wiseman, holds the ball, comes across the top. Wiseman gets it over here to Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner being attacked defensively. It's a man-to-man defense for Grand Island Northwest. Brittany Wiseman with the ball, drives it around Brown. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Here's Bumgarner for three. Shot good. Josie Bumgarner knocks down a three ball. That's what's going to have to happen for Adams Central tonight. Somebody's going to have to step up here and carry this basketball team with a lot of their main guns on the bench, or either at home sick or something. They're not here tonight. 3-3 is the score. A personal foul is going to be called here on Brittany Wiseman. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one in Adams Central. Northwest plays things in. There's a pass from Brown that's going to be over the head of Rathke, out of bounds. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in down here in backcourt. We're just underway. 3-3 is the score. Adams Central and the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Here's Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Brings it across the 10-second line to Meredith LeMaster. Now to Wiseman. She has problems with a dribble picked up here by LeMaster. LeMaster dribbling to the left side of the lane. Now reverses the ball. Gets it out between the circles. Wiseman has got it. Brittany Wiseman on the high post. Now to Carly Bostock. Bostock inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner trying to drive it. Can't do it. Lobs it inside. Bostock grabs the ball. Shot no good. Rebound Bostock. Foul shot partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Mackenzie Brown. Brown runs her back the other way to Plocky. Plocky lobs it down low inside to Keiser, and Keiser's called for a traveling violation. First turnover on Grand Island Northwest here in the ballgame. 6:41 to play here in the first quarter. It's Adams Central 3 and the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest 3. A girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight here at the Rosencrantz Gym. Adams Central attacking. Here's Bostock. Shot is up there and in. Valley Bostock scores, and the Patriots have the lead. 5-3 is the score with 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here in the opening quarter tonight from the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island, Hannah Rathke has got the ball back outside. A three-pointer from the top of the key by Plocky is up and in. Katie Plocky throws up the three ball. And it's now a 6-5 ball game. A couple of threes put up there by Grand Island Northwest so far in this basketball game. But the Patriots going toe-to-toe so far through the first 2 minutes of this ball game. Josie Baumgartner having problems with the ball, goes out of bounds. That's something that AC cannot do tonight, and that's turn the ball over. The Patriots are averaging 18 turnovers per ball game, only forcing 7 on the defensive end. They commit one here, and Northwest has got the ball in a one-point lead. Aaron Sorahan with the ball, gets it to Keiser, back outside. Plocky for three, same spot, shot no good. Keiser with the rebound, has it knocked loose, and is picked up by Adams Central. LeMaster has got it down for the Patriots, gives it away. Here's Brittany Wiseman into the fourth court, now to Bumgarner. She tries to drive it to the goal, can't do it. Bounce pass goes to Wiseman. She mishandles the ball, goes out of bounds. That's going to be a second consecutive turnover on the Patriots. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. Mackenzie Brown has got the ball now for the for the Vikings as she brings it across the 10-second line. Waist high, dribble with the right hand. Now spins to the top of the key, drives it down the lane. Bounce pass over to Keyser. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Katie Plocky of Northwest. Adams Central will play things in. And for the Patriots now is going to be Sarah Brown. Sarah Brown coming in for AC. She's a 5'11" sophomore. So a bunch of sophomores going to be thrown into the fire here tonight for head coach Tim Walker because of illness and because of a couple of injuries on this squad. AC undermanned here in this ball game tonight, taking on one of the better teams in the state, second-ranked Grand Island Northwest, the defending Class B state champions. Here's Meredith LeMaster with the ball. LeMaster gets it out here to Brittany Wiseman as she dribbles with it. Brittany Wiseman on the far side now reverses, spins at the elbow, trying to drive it down toward the goal and can't do it. Bounce pass comes out on top to Bumgarner. Bounce pass again to the left side to Wiseman. Lobs it inside. The ball deflected away from LeMaster. And the ball is brought out of there by Mackenzie Brown down the far sideline. The ball tipped out of bounds. Getting over there in a hurry for Adams Central, tipping the ball out was Josie Bumgarner, tipping that ball away from Katie Plocky. So Northwest will play things in under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 6-5 is the score. Northwest has got the lead. Mackenzie Brown for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner with the ball. Bounce pass comes to Wiseman here in backcourt. Wiseman brings it across the 10-second line with a feed there to LeMaster. Comes back out to Brittany Wiseman out here in three-point territory. Patriots can grab the lead here with a two-point field goal. 6-5, Northwest has got the lead. There's a feed down the right side. It goes to Bumgarner. The ball's going to be stripped away. Picked up by Mackenzie Brown in the turnover. And she has the ball tipped away from Brittany Wiseman. Brown is knocked down. A turnover on Northwest. No foul called there. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball now in backcourt for AC. 4:13 to play here in the first quarter. 6-5. Grand Island Northwest is leading by a point, but Adams Central attacking here offensively. Here's Josie Bumgarner with the ball. Adams Central wants to slow things down here tonight. They don't want this game to get up into the 60s or 70s. They have no shot at winning a game like that. Here's Josie Bumgarner driving to the hole and has it knocked out of her hands. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Shelby Shocker into the ball game now for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. AC will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Bumgarner looking. Bumgarner looking. And the pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Mackenzie Brown. AC has turned the ball over five times already here in this first quarter. They get the ball ahead to Sorahan. Her shot up there from three is going to be no good. Rebound Shocker. Shelby Shocker dribbles back out here into three-point territory. Sends it down in the corner to Katie Plocky for three. Shot good. Katie Plocky throws up her second three ball. And now we've got a timeout. Adams Central. Patriots call a timeout with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's now Grand Island Northwest 9, Adams Central 5.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.HastingsLink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.Hastings.edu. 9-5 is the score. Adams Central is down here to second-ranked Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball. Got the boys game coming up later on tonight, so a big night of high school basketball here at the Rosencrantz Gym. Adams Central has got the ball. This is Josie Bumgarner back to the offensive zone here for the Patriots. Bumgarner gets away from Brown, takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane, tries to drop it down low. The ball deflected. That is loose and is picked up by Shelby Shocker. Turnover number 6 already on Adams Central. There's a long baseball pass down the floor. The Brown shot for 3 is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is chased down on the baseline. It's saved by Northwest, but right into the hands of the Patriots. Carly Bostock has got the ball. Gets it ahead now to Mackenzie Ganglish, who's into the ball game. Here's Bumgarner for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Shocker. Outlet pass goes to Sorahan. Here comes a 2-on-1. Sorahan's bounce pass will be deflected out of bounds. Great job there by Bumgarner for Adams Central. On a 2-on-1 break coming back the other way, she brings up that fast break opportunity for the Vikings. Coming into the ball game now will be Brittany Wiseman. Going out will be Bumgarner. Those two players will get a lot of playing time here tonight for head coach Tim Walker. Shelby Shocker will inbound the ball, gets it out here into three-point territory. Schleicher has got it now. Aaron Schleicher, who's into the ball game, back down in the corner. Here's a shocker. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Bostock. Outlet pass going to be deflected away, but it's picked up here. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball here in backcourt. Wiseman gets the ball. Quarter court down to Carly Bostock. Her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Brown. Her pass deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Turnover number 7 on Adams Central. That's the third turnover on Northwest. The Vikings not really lighting the world on fire here in the first quarter. 2.5 minutes to go. 9-5 is the score. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over upset-minded Adams Central here tonight. Mackenzie Gangwish has got the ball. Waist-high dribble. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. That's Wiseman with the ball. Gets it inside to Bostock. Shot good. Carly Bostock nails her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Adams Central within two now. 9-7 is the score. Here comes Brown back now for Grand Island Northwest. Right at the tip of the three-point circle. There's a long-range jumper by Plocky. That's going to be no good. Rebound Bostock. Bostock gets it to Mackenzie Gangwish as she runs her back the other way. One on two. Big collision. Offensive foul and Gangwish. Gangwish runs over. Shelby Shocker down there taking the ball into the hole. Gangwish gets hit with her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Patriots. Turnover number 8 on AC. And Grand Island Northwest will come back with the basketball. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 9-7 is the score. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Gangwish will check out. Here comes Josie Bumgardner back into the ballgame now for Tim Barker and the Patriots. So 9-7 the score. There's Shelby Shocker with the ball. She brings it across the midcourt stripe, feeds it on the wing. The ball tipped out of bounds here by Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman tips the ball out of bounds. The Northwest will play things in right in front of the Patriot bench. They get it in to Shocker out here. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Down the near sideline, Sorahan. Cross-court pass goes to Brown. Shot for three is up there, way off of the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot by Schleicher. Another Schleicher is going to be no good. A foul is going to be called here. Personal foul is going to be called on Adams Central. And going to the free throw line will be Aaron Schleicher for Grand Island Northwest. He's a 50% foul shooter in the season. She's 2 out of 4. Last personal foul went on Alexis Grimmett for AC. That's going to be your first. Shot from the free throw line is good by Aaron Schleicher. Northwest is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots this year as a team. They're hitting 45% from the field and 31% from three-point territory. Aaron Schleicher will have one more shot here for the Vikings. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she nails both free throws. And Grand Island Northwest now has an 11-7 advantage over Adams Central. There's a pass to the 10-second line. It's going to be over the head of Wiseman. Another turnover. Down in the corner is going to be a Plocky. She drives, shoots, and scores. Takes the ball right to the hole. Katie Plocky scores. She's got 8 points here in the first quarter. 13-7 is the score now. Northwest has got the lead, and now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout as the Vikings were attacking in backcourt here. So we got a timeout here for Adams Central. We'll take a break. 1:21 to play here in the first quarter. It's now Northwest 13, Adams Central 7.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. 13-7 to score. Grand Island Northwest out on top of the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. AC with the ball here in backcourt. This is LeMaster. Her pass is going to be tipped away. Rathke has got the ball. Then she loses it out of bounds. And it's going to be AC ball. Rathke get her hands on it there for the Vikings, but couldn't control it. And it goes out of bounds. Coming into the ball game now, Kennedy Keiser for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central again will play things in here in backcourt. 13-7 is the score here in the first quarter. Patriots again lose control of the ball. Bumgarner loses it. Brown has got it. Northwest drives her shot. No good. Brown knocked down. No foul called. Back the other way comes Adams Central's Josie Bumgarner. She drives, shoots, and scores. Josie Bumgarner has had a good first quarter here. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 13-9 the score now. Northwest with a 4-point lead. Vikings have the ball. Here's a Plocky with it. Left side of the lane. Lockie lobs it out here to Rathke at the top of the key. Swings it right side for the basketball. There's going to be Sorahan. Back to Rathke. Lobs the ball inside. That's going to be Keiser. Shot is up and in. Kennedy Keiser scoring for Grand Island Northwest. She's averaging 7 points per ball game. 15-9 is the score now. GI Northwest with a lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Down to 30 seconds to play. Here's a Josie Bumgarner with the ball for the Patriots. Bumgarner out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Rathke. Kylie Bostock tries to set a screen. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be deflected. We got a foul called and a kicking violation. No foul, just a kicking violation there on Mackenzie Brown for the Northwest Vikings. End of the ball game will be Mackenzie Gangwish now for Adams Central. And coming out of the ball game for the Patriots is going to be, looks like Alexis Grimmett is going to check out. 15 seconds to go now as Adams Central trying to play for the final shot here this first quarter. Bostock has got the ball. High left side as he holds it over here. There's a pass down on the baseline, tipped away from LeMaster, out of bounds. Meredith LeMaster is sliding right to left across the lane down here in the baseline. The ball is tipped out of bounds by this Viking defense. Josie Bumgarner will inbound the ball for EC. Looking. Bounce pass comes inside. They get it to LeMaster. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Kennedy Keiser, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball action from the Rosencrantz Gym. Grand Island Northwest 15, Adams Central 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. The score is 15-9. Adams Central is trailing the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Adams Central, again, if you're just joining us, under man for this ball game. Couple of sick players tonight, couple of injured players. In fact, six girls off of the varsity roster, not with the basketball team here tonight. There's a steal at the midcourt stripe, driving for the hole. It's on, it's up and in. That's Aaron Sorahan as he steals the ball away right at the 10-second line. Adams Central has turned the ball over 10 times already against the Grand Island Northwest defense. 17-9 is the score now. GI Northwest has got the lead. Taking control of the ball game as Bumgarner tries to drive the ball inside as she's shut off there. There's a feed over to Meredith LeMaster. Cross-court pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Mackenzie Brown as she comes back the other way. Stops a running one-hander. Is up there at him. Kind of an awkward way to approach the basket, but Mackenzie Brown gets the field goal to go down. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and it's now a 19-9 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest as the Patriots again trying to bring the ball up against the pressure. Down the right sideline comes Brittany Wiseman, and a foul is going to be called here on Rathke, I do believe, of Grand Island Northwest. No, it's going to go on Aaron Sorahan. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one on the Vikings. Coming to the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Morgan Bradenkamp. Bradenkamp will check in there for the Patriots. She's a 5'8" and sophomore. Here's Mackenzie Gangwish driving down the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away by Brown, picked up by Mackenzie. They get her to head down to Katie Plocky. Lobs it into the lane, shooting and scoring. Kennedy Keiser scoring there. Kennedy Keiser scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and it's now 21-9. We've got a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Back with more after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, 21-9. This game was sitting at 13-9 late in the first quarter, but Northwest has rattled off 8 straight points here now against the Adams Central Patriots. Patriots have turned the ball over 12 times already here in the first half of play. They average 18 in the season. Northwest very good defensively. This is a team that's allowing only 35 points per ball game through their first 12 here this season. Adams Central's got 9 points on the board here in the second quarter. Now we got a foul called as Mackenzie Gangwish is knocked down right at the 10-second line. The foul goes on Rathke of Northwest. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 2 on the Vikings. Adams Central will play things in. They get it to Brittany Wiseman here in backcourt. So bring things up against Aaron Sorahan. Sorahan pokes the ball away. Picked up here by Wiseman again on the far sideline behind a screen from Gangwish. Now they go to Gangwish. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down, and the ball will be recovered here by Sorahan. Gets the ball ahead now to Brown. She drives, shoots, and misses. And you're going to have a foul here as Mackenzie Brown will go to the free throw line. Personal foul going to be whistled on Adams Central in this ball game. Personal foul is going to be called on Josie Bumgarner. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Patriots here in the first half of play. Brown to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Brown averages 22.9 points per ball game for Grand Island Northwest. She's headed to a basketball scholarship next year at Nebraska Kearney. She hits 87% of her free throw tosses. She misses that one. So it's a 22-9 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Here's Brittany Wiseman back with the ball for Adams Central, being hocked out there by Mackenzie Brown. A lot of contact, no foul called. Here's AC trying to drive the ball. Now they give it away. That's Brittany Wiseman again at the free throw line. Bounce pass out to Bumgarner. High arcing three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound. It's going to be Kennedy Keiser. Gets the ball away to Brown as she runs her back the other way. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Bumgarner. The fourth turnover on Northwest. Bumgarner drives her back the other way against Rathke. Shot no good, but Rathke is hit with a personal foul. Anna Rathke is going to be hit with her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Vikings here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line is going to be Josie Bumgarner. She's got 5 points in the ball game on a 3 and a 2. And her first free throw of the night is off of the back iron. No good. Bumgarner is a 64% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 18 out of 29 free throws here on the season so far, averaging 9.5 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Next shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Katie Plocky for Grand Island Northwest. 22-9, Grand Island Northwest with a lead. 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Rosencrantz Gym. Anna Rathke goes down in the corner to Katie Plocky. Back inside to Brown, spinning. Shot on the baseline is up and in. Mackenzie Brown scores there. She's now got 8 points in the contest, and it's now a 24-9 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest. There's Josie Bumgarner, double teamed on the right sideline. Bumgarner trying to get it away. Bumgarner in trouble, finally does get it away, but she throws the ball out of bounds underneath the basket. Bumgarner was trapped along the right sideline. Nobody came to help her out. She just threw the ball into the lane and it goes out of bounds. A turnover on AC. That's going to be 13 turnovers now on the Patriots. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Girls high school basketball tonight. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over Adams Central. It is 24-9. Brown for 3. Shot up there is good. Rattled out of there and straight up into the hole. Straight up in the air and down through the hole. She's now got 11 points in the ballgame. It's now 27-9. A 14-0 run here by Grand Island Northwest. AC again throws the ball away. Probably Bostock coming into the offensive zone and just took it down the right sideline. Threw it down toward the baseline underneath the basket and nobody was there. Nobody home. Went out of bounds. 14 turnovers on the Patriots. So here comes Grand Island Northwest back with the ball. Mackenzie Brown. Mackenzie will send it over there to Katie Plocky. Left side of the circle. Dribbles once. Comes to Erin Sorahan. She'll take the 3 and hit it. Erin Sorahan knocks down a 3 ball. She's got 5 points. That's now 30-9 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots just can't do anything against this basketball team right now with the youngsters out there. Adams Central has got the ball. Comes over here on the near side to a Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman dribbling to the far sideline now. Cuts it back to the top of the key. Lobs the ball inside to Bostock. Shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Erin Sorahan. Hits it ahead, now down the near sideline to Brown. Dumps it off in the lane. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Keiser. Offensive rebound, no good by Plocky as he goes up for the shot. The ball is out of bounds. Northwest will play things in. Isaac Keller is into the ball game now for Adams Central. Also coming in for Adams Central is, let's see, Josie Bumgarner is going to return. 4:21 to play here in the first half. It's 30-9. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Here's Plocky with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane, hands it off to Sorehan. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McKenzie Gangrish for Adams Central. Gets it away here in backcourt. Now we got a traveling violation on Josie Bumgarner. Gangrish got rid of it to Bumgarner, and Josie is whistled for the traveling violation. 15 turnovers on Adams Central here in the first half of play. 30-9 is the score. Northwest will play things in. Brown from the corner. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by McKenzie Gangrish. Runs her back the other way. Her pass is going to be deflected right at the 10-second line by Katie Plocky. Plocky is 6 foot. Gangrish coming back the other way. Adams Central is 5'3". Plocky knocks that one into the second row of the bleachers. AC will play things in. There's McKenzie Gangrish again dribbling with the ball out here for Adams Central in three-point territory. Runs the offense. Dribbles to the right wing. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt, and it's going to be picked up here by LeMaster. Meredith LeMaster gets it now to Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner out here in three-point territory. She's tied up in the play by Brown. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so a Northwest. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, so it'll be a turnover on Adams Central. So 16 turnovers, 9 points. 3:42 to play here in quarter number two. There's a feed inside again. Grabbing the ball is Keiser, and her shot is up and in. Kennedy Keiser has now got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. 32-9 is the score. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Now the right sideline again is going to be, looks like Braden Camp. She's going to lose control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Northwest. Picked up by Shelby Shocker over here on the right side. Plocky for 3. Their shot's going to be no good. Ball chased down. McKenzie Gangrish got it. She loses it out of bounds, but it's slapped out of her hands. That's going to be Adams Central ball here in backcourt. Boys game is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Grand Island Northwest and Adams Central. Got the flu bug going around the AC right now. In fact, Garrett Sittner for the Adams Central boys basketball team is not going to play tonight because of the flu bug. A couple of Adams Central girls basketball players are also sitting this one out as well. Head coach Tim Marker. There's a pass down the floor. Getting it down there is going to be LeMaster. Shot's going to be up there. No good from point blank range. And the rebound comes down to Sorehan. There's a lid on the basket here for AC. A big run, a 19-0 run here for the Vikings so far here in this first half of play. There's a feed inside. It's going to be deflected away from Mackenzie Brown out of bounds. Getting her hands on it again was Josie Bumgarner of Adams Central. So the Vikings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket is Brown will play it in. They get it to Aaron Sorehan. Back down in the corner to Brown. Brown on the dribble comes out here into three-point territory to Katie Plocky across the top now. Shelby Shocker with the ball. The Brown drives it. Her shot no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Northwest beat St. Cecilia the other night when we were here on Tuesday, 41-31. Next Friday night, the Vikings will play at Hastings High. So a trifecta for Grand Island Northwest this year with the Hastings schools. Here's Brittany Wiseman driving the ball to the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound on the baseline by Mackenzie Gangrish. She has it taken away. Taken away by Plocky. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Brown. Brown goes for the basket. Her shot no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose again. And it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. So Northwest cannot convert. They had the fast break there, but could not convert. And the ball game now is going to be Carly Bostock for Adams Central. Coming out is going to be Alexis Grimmett. 32-9. It's been a while since Adams Central has scored. In fact, they haven't scored so far here in the second quarter. Well, the basketball is going to be Meredith LeMaster again. LeMaster goes over to Josie Bumgarner. The ball tipped away. Bumgarner picks it back up. Josie comes over here to the near side. Now to Brittany Wiseman. Back to the center of the floor. Hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes over to Josie Bumgarner. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Bumgarner at the free throw line. Dumps it into Bostock. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but the foul is called. Aaron Schleicher. He's going to be hit with a personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Vikings. This will be a shooting foul as Carly Bostock will try to stop the bleeding here for AC. She's a 37% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Bostock is 6 out of 17 on free throws this year. Here comes Gangwish back out of the ball game now for Adams Central. Alexis Grimmett comes in there. A 19-0 run right now for Grand Island Northwest, bridging the first and second quarters. And the Patriots still have not scored. Carly Bostock misses the second one. Under 2 minutes to play. Here comes Mackenzie Brown back with the ball as he trots it into the offensive zone. Down to Plocky. The free throw line. Out to Shocker. Shocker three is up there. No good. Rebound Adams Central. Patriots getting the rebound there. Alexis Grimmett. Her outlet pass is going to be tipped away, but it's picked up now on the right sideline by Bumgarner. Her pass is over the head. It comes to the near sideline. It's going to be picked up here by LeMaster. Now to Brittany Wiseman. She races into the offensive zone here for the Patriots. Three-pointers put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Northwest will play things in. End of the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Morgan Bradenkamp. Bradenkamp comes in. Coming out for Adams Central is going to be Meredith LeMaster. 32-9 is the score. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. We're under 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Here comes Mackenzie Brown back with the ball. Comes over here to Aaron Sorahan. Top of the key, Plocky. Moves it back over to Brown, left wing. Works it back around the perimeters. Slyker has got it. Now to left wing again. Here's a pass down low. A shot's going to be blocked down. They got it down to Plocky, and a shot's going to be blocked down there by Adams Central. Now a steal in backcourt by Brown. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Brown with a steal in backcourt. A turnover on Adams Central. Brown has got 13 points here in the first half. It's 34-9. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Carly Bostock with the ball. Bostock has it tipped away from behind. Picked up by Mackenzie Brown. Here come the Vikings again with a 34-9 lead. The Patriots have been shut out here in the second quarter of play. Here's a Plocky with the ball. Now to Shocker. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass comes out on top to a Sorahan. Her feed down low is going to be intercepted. We got a foul called. Adams Central got the interception with Alexis Grimmett. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams. Nope, it's going to go on the Grand Island Northwest. It'll go on Aaron Schleicher. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 5 on the Vikings here in this first half of play. 34-9, the Vikings have the lead. Here's Alexis Grimmett. Gets it to Gangwish. Long pass down the floor to Bostock. And her shot is up and in. Gangwish gets the assist. Carly Bostock gets the field goal. That's now 34-11 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. First field goal of the ball game in the second quarter, at least, for Adams Central. There's a feed inside. A shot is up and in. Aaron Schleicher scoring. It's now 36-11 with 8 seconds to play. Patriots coming back. Bradenkamp has got it. She throws the ball away. Trying to take it down in the corner. Threw it over the head of Carly Bostock out of bounds. 20 turnovers on Adams Central here in the first half of play. 36-11 is the score. Adams Central is trailing. Here's Shocker with the ball. Now to Brown from half court. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And that's the end of the first half of play tonight at the Rosencrantz Gym. Well, we knew it was going to be a tall task here tonight for Adams Central, and we're seeing why. Adams Central does not match up well here with Grand Island Northwest, especially with four or five, six players that normally on the varsity roster not playing here tonight. We're at halftime of our girls' high school basketball game here tonight. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over the Patriots. It's Grand Island Northwest 36, Adams Central 11. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. And also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Adams Central trailing second-ranked Grand Island Northwest here at halftime. The score is 36-11. Patriots actually had a lead here in the ball game back at the 6:26 mark of the first quarter. It was 5-3. Then Grand Island Northwest scores six straight points to go out on top 9-5 with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. Patriots were still within 4 points at 13-9 late in the first quarter. That's when Northwest moves into the second quarter and scores 19 straight points. It was 13-9, then 15-9 at the end of the first quarter. Then Grand Island Northwest, they score 19 straight points to go on top by a score of 32-9. Actually, they went ahead 34-9, so they scored 21 straight points against the Adams Central Patriots before AC got a field goal in the lane. So a 21-0 run for Grand Island Northwest, bridging the first and second quarters. They go out on top 34-9, and right now it's a 36-11 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Only two players have scored for Adams Central so far. Bostock has got 6. Bumgarner has got 5. Mackenzie Brown, she has got 13 points leading the way for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. So just what we expected here tonight. It would take a massive effort for Adams Central to pull off the upset. And right now, Grand Island Northwest has got the lead during this ballgame by a score of 36-11. We've got plenty of high school sports, college sports coming your way during the next few days on a network of stations here at Platte River Radio. Going on tonight, we've got USHL hockey for you. The Tri-City Storm is on the road playing at Omaha. That one will tip off at 7:05. The faceoff will be at 7:05 tonight. Pre-game show will begin at about 6:50. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tomorrow we'll have Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. Morningside going to be in town to take on Hastings College. The women will play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The guys will play at 4. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Also, high school basketball action on our network of stations tomorrow. Over on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, you'll get the doubleheader between Hastings St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. Those will be afternoon games tomorrow, 2:30 for the girls' game, 4:15 for the boys'. Pre-game show begins at 2:15 on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. St. Cecilia playing at Kearney Catholic tomorrow. And on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN, you get the doubleheader between Grand Island and Kearney High from Kearney. Pre-game show will be at 5 with the girls' game at 5:15. The boys will play at 7 o'clock. So plenty of basketball coming your way this weekend. The Nebraska women's basketball team picked up a win over Minnesota last night at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. They'll play the second game of a two-game home stand on Sunday afternoon as the Lady Huskers will take on Purdue. 4 o'clock tip-off of that game, 3:45 for the pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska men will play on Monday against Ohio State. That one will tip off at 6 o'clock, pregame show at about 5 on the Breeze. So high school and college basketball coming your way this weekend on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. The score is 36-11. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school play. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Northwest, girls high school basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. Facing St. Cecilia, they have tonight off. They will play at Kearney Catholic tomorrow. Hastings High boys and girls, they are on the road tonight playing at McCook. Hastings High girls losing last night to Lincoln Pius at home, so they go back-to-back, and they'll join the boys out in McCook tonight as a girls-boys basketball doubleheader is underway out there between the Bison and the Tigers. Checking the scoring here in this ball game here tonight, Mackenzie Brown leading the way so far for Grand Island Northwest. Brown has got 1 3-point field goal here in the first half. She has knocked down 4 2-point field goals, and she has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Brown, their leading scorer, has been averaging 22.9 points per ball game, has got 13 here in the first half against Adams Central. Other scores, Katie Plocky, she has got 8 points. Plocky's got a couple of 3-point field goals. She's got a 2-point field goal for her points in the ball game. Kennedy Keiser, she has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Erin Sorehan, she's got a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 points here in the first half. And also Erin Schleicher, she has got 4 points in the ballgame for Northwest. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Northwest, 3 out of 4 from the stripe here in this first half of play. Only 2 girls have scored for Adams Central thus far. Carly Bostock, she's got 3 field goals and 6 points. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Josie Bumgarner, she has hit a 3 and a 2, and she is 0 out of 2 from the line. She has got 5 points. Adams Central, 0 out of 4 from the charity stripe in the first half. Again, Northwest, 3 out of 4. Adams Central has turned the ball over 20 times here in the first half of play. Grand Island Northwest has got 4. Pretty well tells the story. 20 turnovers against the Grand Island Northwest defense here tonight. Adams Central, with only 2 players that have scored. AC gives up a 21-0 run in the first half of play, and the Patriots are trailing here at halftime by a score of 36-11. We've got the second half coming up for you. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in here in the second half. Third quarter just underway, 36-11. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. There's a shot underneath the basket there by Grimmett. It's going to be no good in the opening possession of the second half. Rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. Blocky with the ball, gets it out to Sorehan. Sorehan dribbles to the wing, feeds it inside. With the basketball down there is going to be Keiser as they work it back around to Brown. Brown comes over here to Rathke on the near side, lobs it back down low, grabbing the ball. Keiser shots up and in. Kennedy Keiser scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and it's now a 38-11 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest here in the third quarter of play. Adams Central back with the ball. This is Brittany Wiseman. Lobs it there to the free throw line. Mishandling the ball is going to be Bostock, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Grand Island Northwest. 21 turnovers on the Adams Central Patriots. Cross-court pass goes to Rathke. Fakes the 15-footer. Drives it to the hole and scores. Anna Rathke scores. It's now 40-11 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. We have played a minute here in the third quarter at the Rosencrantz Gym. with the basketball. There's Brittany Wiseman, drives inside. Now she's double teamed. Wiseman gets it away. Bostock from 17. Shot's way too strong. Rebound comes down to Mackenzie Brown. Mackenzie Brown running her back the other way now for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Flips it over here to Plocky. High left side. Out of Rathke, top of the key. Left side to Sora Hand. Dribbles once. Looking inside to block. Nothing there. Leaves it over here to Mackenzie Brown. Just left of the basket. Out to Rathke at the top of the circle. Moves it over here to Plocky. Out top of the key. There's Sora Hand. Their shot for three is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Adam Central's Brittany Wiseman. Ball tipped away from behind. Picked up there by Plocky. Plocky now to Sora Hand. Back to Plocky. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It goes to the far side. Picked up by Brown. Two-handed pass comes over here in the low block left side. A shot up there, no good by Sorahan, and she's fouled in the play. Foul in the play here by the Patriots is going to go on Bostock. That's going to be your first team foul, number one of the Patriots here in the second half of the play. Going to the free throw line will be Aaron Sorahan. Shot is up there, it's good. Sorahan's now got 6 points in the ball game. She's a 68% foul shooter of the season. That's her first free throw of the night. Sorahan will have one more. Shot is up there. The shot around the rim falls off no good. The ball is lost out of bounds, and they give the ball to Grand Island Northwest. Tommy Bostock could not control the rebound. It goes off of her fingertips out of bounds. 41-11. Adam Central down by 30 points here in the third quarter of play. In girls high school basketball, here's Keezer with the ball out to Brown for three. Shot is up there. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Rathke. Keeps it alive here for the Vikings. Cross-court pass comes back to Brown. Fakes the three. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there. That shot's no good. Rebound Keezer. Follow shot good. Kennedy Keezer scoring there. She's got 10 points, four of them here in the third quarter. And it's now 43-11 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Here's another steal by Kennedy Keezer. Another turnover in Adams Central. Keezer drives, shoots, and scores. Keezer now with 12 points in the ball game. 45-11. Adams Central trailing in the contest. So another 9-0 run here by the Vikings of Northwest. The ball again is going to be tip picked up by Mackenzie Brown. Her pass is going to be intercepted right back by Brittany Wiseman. Just across the 10-second line. Wiseman pass is intercepted by Rathke. She gets the ball down to four to Sorahan, and her shot is up and in. Aaron Sorahan scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 47-11. An 11-0 run now by the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest after they had a 21-0 run in the first half of play. There's Brittany Wiseman with the ball now for Adams Central. Bounce pass comes down to the baseline. That's a Crable. She can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Was it knocked out of her hands? We got a foul called down there. Personal foul called deep in the corner. It's going to go on Grand Island Northwest. It'll go on Katie Plocky. Plocky picks up her first personal foul. End of the ball game for Adams Central will be Braden Camp. Also coming in, I think it's going to be Alexis Grimmett. Now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central, 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter from the Rosencrantz Gym, the score at Grand Island Northwest 47, Adams Central 11.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Adams Central plays things in. Bostock splits a couple of defenders. The ball is knocked loose again. Rathke comes down with the basketball again for GI Northwest. 47-11, the Vikings have the lead. Blocky on the wing on the right side out to Rathke, top of the circle. Blocky again, high right side. Now to Brown inside the free throw circle. Backs it out. Lob pass goes inside to Keezer. Now to Plocky to Rathke for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there, no good by Sorahan. Offensive rebound. Plocky shot, no good. Ball tapped out. Rathke grabs it again. Rathke gets the ball to Brown. Spins left side of the lane. Puts it up there. Her shot's no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Plocky. Shot is up there and in. 4 or 5 shots at the hole there for Grand Island Northwest. You can't give a team like the Vikings that many opportunities. 49-11. Here's a Gangwish driving down the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Misses a wide open layup, and the rebound comes down to Keezer for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Off to Plocky, down in the corner. Here's Brown, drives the baseline. Reverse layup is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Mackenzie Brown will go to the free throw line now for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. The foul is going to go on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her second. 49-11, a 13-0 run by the Vikings of Northwest to start the second half. Shot from the free throw line is no good by Brown. She's got 13 points in the ballgame, but she's taking a ton of shots here tonight for the Vikings. She's not having one of her better games. Erin Schleicher comes into the ballgame now for Northwest, replacing Hannah Rathke. Next shot by Brown is up there. It's good. So Mackenzie Brown hits one out of two from the free throw line, and it's 50-11 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Josie Baumgartner with the ball now for the Patriots. Stops out here 25 feet away from the basket. Goes down to Braden Camp, brings it up high on the block, got about the elbows. Drops it down low on the right side. A shot is taken there by Grimmett. No good, but she's going to be fouled in a play here by Sorahan. Erin Sorahan picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number two on the Vikings here in the second half of play. To the free throw line will be Alexis Grimmett. Grimmett looks up there. The shot is going to be good. So Grimmett hits a free throw. That makes it 50-12 in favor of the Adams Center, in favor of Northwest. That was a 14 to nothing run by Grand Island Northwest to begin the third quarter of play. So they coupled that with a late 21-0 run in the second quarter. They outscored Adams Central during the stretch 35-0. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good by Alexis Grimmett. 50-13 now. Northwest with a lead. Vikings barely breaking a sweat, I think, tonight. Here's Brown driving down the left side of the lane. Loses control, picks it back up. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound Brown again. She has it ripped out of there, and a foul jump ball is going to be called. Yeah, Mackenzie Brown not having a real whoopee of a night here. A jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, so Northwest will play things in. Shelby Shocker will inbound the ball here for GI Northwest. They will play at Hastings High next Friday night up at the Jungle. Here's Mackenzie Brown for three. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Ball tapped out, picked up in the lane. There's a shot by Plocky. That one is missed again. Rebound comes down to Gangwish for Adams Central. She brings it back one on two. There's a bounce pass. They get it inside to Keller. Now back outside the ring, a three-pointer put up there in. Brittany Wiseman throws up a three-ball there. For Adams Central, that's her first field goal. But the Vikings come back quickly the other way. A shot is up there and in. That's Kelsey Plocky scoring there. Kelsey Plocky scoring. It's now a 52-16 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest with 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Wiseman driving down the lane. There's a bounce pass. A shot is up there by Grimmett. No good, and she's hammered on the play. Grimmett will go to the free throw line. She's fouled here in the active shooting. A personal foul is going to be called here on Kelsey Plocky. That's going to be her first. So Grimmett to the free throw line here for EC. Her shot is up there. The shot good. Alexis Grimmett now 3 out of 3 on free throws tonight. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Here comes Erin Sorahan back into the ball game now for Northwest. Coming out will be Katie Plocky. Grimmett will have one more shot. It's up there. The shot good. 52-18. Grand Island Northwest comfortably ahead here. In the third quarter of play, Mackenzie Brown dribbles behind her back, brings it into the offensive zone, feeds it over here to Kelsey Plocky. Plocky now to Erin Sorahan over on the right side. That's Shelby Shocker with the ball. Now to Brown, drives the ball down the lane, running one-hander is up there. It's going to be missed again. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwest ball. Northwest will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They lob things in now to Schleicher at the elbow, down in the corner. The Brown back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. That's going to be no good by Sorahan. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Gangwish. At 5'3", Gangwish comes out of the basketball. McKenzie comes back the other way. Some indecision and a traveling violation on McKenzie Gangwish. 27 turnovers now for Adams Central. Josie Baumgartner comes back into the ball game. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. It has been a struggle. Northwest led 15-9 at the end of the first quarter, 36-11 by halftime. 21-2, Northwest outscored Adams Central in that second quarter. Schleicher with the ball down in the corner, Sorahan, cross-court pass to the wing. Plocky gets it inside now with the ball of Schleicher. Puts a move on, her shot's going to be up there no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Alexis Grimmett picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. And that's going to send Schleicher to the free throw line now for Northwest. She has got 4 points in the ball game. She's a 5'10" junior. for head coach Mike Herzberg and the Vikings. 1:54 to play here in the third. Slacker's free throws up there. It is going to be good. Slacker now 3 out of 3 on free throws tonight. And the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Bostock. Coming out is going to be Alexis Grimmett. 53-18. Slacker will have one more shot here for the Vikings. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up to that one. Rims off, no good, but an offensive rebound. Going back up, missing is going to be Brown. Brown gets the rebound again. Dribbles down in the corner. The ball knocked out of her hands. Now a foul is going to be called. Mackenzie Brown all over the offensive glass here. And now that she has fouled in a play, it's going to go on Brittany Wiseman. That's going to be her second. Two fouls on Wiseman. Non-shooting situation. Northwest will play things in. Schleicher takes the ball in the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Bostock. Northwest missing a ton of shots within just a couple of feet from the hoop here tonight. Here's Josie Bumgarner with the ball. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Bounce pass comes out to Eliza Keller. Keller at the free throw line. Bounce pass comes out here. Long range jumper up and in. Josie Bumgarner for three. Bumgarner now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 53-21. Adams Central trailing by 32 points. Here's the long range jumper put up and in. A 3-pointer back the other way by Mackenzie Brown. Brown has now got 17 in the ball game for the Vikings. 56-21. 1:10 to play here in quarter number three. Josie Bumgarner with the ball. Bumgarner out here in 3-point territory, being hawked out here by Schleicher this time. There's a pass over to Emily Crable is into the ball game now. The Bostock, high left side. Out to Crable at the top of the key. Lobs it back to the far sideline. The ball goes out of bounds. Trying to bring it back over there to Eliza Keller and threw it over her head out of bounds. So another turnover on Adams Central. 56-21 is the score with 51.7 seconds to play here in this third quarter. There's a Plocky, your shot from the corners up and in. Katie Plocky nails a 3-ball from deep in the left corner. She's got 13 points in the ball game. As 59-21. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Here's Brittany Wiseman right at the top of the 3-point circle. Bounce pass comes over on the wing on the right side to Crable. Back out into 3-point territory to Bumgarner. Bumgarner picked up there by Plocky. She now drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Bostock. Foul shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot no good. Foul shot no good again. And the rebound comes down here to Plocky of Northwest. The pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Wiseman. Then she's knocked down into play. And a traveling violation to be called in Wiseman. So Brittany came down with it, and she fell down, and a traveling violation is called on the Patriots. 12.7 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 59-21. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Sorehand gets to the Schleicher inside the free throw circle. Shot up there, no good. Rebound, Adams Central. They had it. Bumgarner had it, and then she lost it. It's picked up here by Schleicher, and time runs out. Time runs out here in the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books. Girls High School basketball action here tonight to score. Grand Island Northwest 59, Adams Central 21.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Mike Will at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. Adams Central at 4-9 in the season, playing 11-1 Grand Island Northwest. David against Goliath here in this one. And that's been the case here tonight. No secret story. 59-21 is the score. Central trailing as we head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight. We've got the boys game coming up next, so stay with us here on 1230 KHIS. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball. Adams Central at the opening possession here this fourth quarter. Wiseman has the ball poked away, goes out of bounds. AC ball. Right on her face defensively was Aaron Sorehan of Grand Island Northwest. So it's going to be Wiseman playing the ball into Bumgarner. Adams Central has had just But four girls score the entire ball game here tonight. There's Wiseman inside the free throw circle. Gets it away now to Braden Camp. Now to the near sideline. The shot is taken no good from three. Follow shot is up there no good. Offensive rebound, LeMaster. Sure, her shot no good. Rebound is loose. Grimmett's got it together, and the shot is up and in. So AC doing a great job on the offensive glass there. And finally, Alexis Grimmett gets the field goal. 59-23 the score now. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Here's Sorahan. Gets it to Brown. Her shot in the lane. No good. And she's fouling the play. And so it's going to be McKenzie Brown going to the free throw line down for Grand Island Northwest. She is fouled in the play here by Josie Bumgardner. That's going to be her second personal foul. McKenzie Brown to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's good. Brown is now 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. She's got 18 points in the ball game. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Barely rattles the net. Now 61-23. Adams Central trailing with 7:16 to play here in the ball game from the Rosencrantz Gym. Josie Bumgardner with the ball, trots it across the midcourt stripe, picked up by Brown defensively for Grand Island Northwest. On the wing, Braden Camp has got the ball. Entry pass to get it to LeMaster. He tries to return it to Braden Camp, and the ball is going to be picked away. Picked off by Rathke, and then she loses the ball here at the 10-second line. Wiseman picks it up, the 7th turnover on Grand Island Northwest here in the ball game. Adams Central back with the ball. There's a shot going to be blocked down by Rathke. A shot taken there by Josie Bumgardner, but a block by Rathke. And Northwest comes back with the basketball now with 6:40 to play in the ball game. Brown runs the offense, goes to Sorahan on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Plocky for three. Shot good. Target practice. Katie Plocky throws that one down with nobody in her face. She's got 16 points in the ball game. It's now 64-23. The Patriots down by 41 here in the ball game. There's Morgan Bradenkamp with the ball. Bradenkamp goes over in the wing on the left side to LeMaster for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Keezer. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Brown. Driving, shooting, and scoring. Mackenzie Brown scoring. She's now got 21 in the ball game, and it's 66-23. A 43-point lead. There's a 45-point rule where there's a running clock once you achieve that. We're at 43 right now. Here's Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman bounce pass out on top. That's Braden Camp with the ball. Lobs it down in the corner. The ball's going to be mishandled there out of bounds. Mishandled by Josie Bumgardner. 31 turnovers for Adams Central here in the ball game. Here comes Gangwish back in. Bostock comes back in. 66-23 is the score as Grand Island Northwest will play the ball in here in backcourt. Walking the ball up is going to be Mackenzie Brown. Leisurely bringing in the offensive zone here for Northwest. What a snail's pace right now. Shelby Shocker has got the ball out to Brown between the circles. Brown, top of the key, throws up a three-pointer. Good. Mackenzie Brown scores. She's now got 24 in the ball game. It's 69-23 now in favor of Grand Island Northwest with 5:06 to play. Here comes Adams Central back the other way. Patriots have the ball. Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman on the wing. Being guarded out here by Aaron Sorahan. Top of the key. That's going to be Bostock with the ball. Bostock with Katie Plocky right at her face defensively. Here's Mackenzie Gangwish with the ball. Mackenzie comes over to Josie Bumgardner. Still out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Grimmett. She can be fouled in the play. Fouled in the play here on the Vikings of Northwest. It's going to go on Kennedy Keezer. That's going to be her first. So now we've got a running clock with a 69-23 ball game. This final 4.5 minutes will whiz by here. Josie Bumgardner will inbound the ball for Adams Central. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bumgardner gets things into Wiseman. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but it's picked up by Bumgardner in the corner. Bumgardner feeds it inside now. Carly Bostocker. Shot's going to be blocked down by Plocky. Ball is recovered here by Adams Central's Sarah Brown. So the Patriots keep the ball alive here. Here's Bumgardner driving the ball in the hole. She's double-teamed. Dishes off to Brown in the lane. Her shot's going to be knocked down. Picked up by Bumgardner, and her shot is up there and in. Bumgardner's now got 10 points in the ball game. 69-25 is the score. Here comes Plocky back the other way. Down in the corner. Sorahan for three. Shot good. Aaron Sorahan scores. She's got 11 points in the ball game. 72-25. Grand Island Northwest blowing the Patriots right out of here. There's a Brittany Wiseman with the ball out to Carly Bostock. Now to Wiseman on the wing on the right side. Takes it on a dribble down to the baseline. Throws it into the lane. Grabbed there by Sarah Brown. Back outside. That's Bumgardner from the elbow. Her shot's going to be blocked down here by Plocky. Plocky regains control of it. Gets it ahead now to Aubrey Fisher. Fisher falls down with the ball, and it's going to be taken down here by Adams Central. That's Bumgardner running back the other way to the goal. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, out of bounds. So it's going to be Northwest playing things in. Here comes a host of subs. Anybody in a a white or red uniform going to see some playing time here tonight. 3:09 to play in the contest. It's 72-25. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Crable will play things in now. They get it to Braden Camp, now to Crable. Back outside, Gangwich has got the ball across the top. That's going to be Keller with it now. Keller over to Bostock. High left side. Bostock dribbles with it to the top of the circle. Gives it away. Keller drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. At least Keller scoring there for the Adams Central Patriots. 72-27. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Fisher throws up a three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Gangwish for Adams Central. Gangwish runs her back the other way to the free throw line to Bostock. Her shot from 10 is up there. Good. Allie Bostock scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 72-29. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game and girls play. There's Plocky from the corner. Bombs away. Her shot is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Bostock. Bostock gets it now to Keller. She runs her back the other way. Elise Keller with the ball down for the Patriots out here at the top of the key. Keller bounce pass down on the baseline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Kelsey Plocky gets the interception as Adams Central turns it away for the 32nd time here in the ball game. Driving down the lane. Northwest loses control of the ball. Picked up by Adams Central with 1:45 to play. Gangwish, her pass is going to be intercepted right back, and now we got a foul called. Northwest gets the interception down here in the baseline. That's Joyce Winton intercepting the ball there. Personal foul is going to be called on Adams Central. Foul is going to go on who? It's going to go on Emily Crable. That's going to be her first. 72-29. That's team foul. Number 6 in Adams Central. It's not going to make too much difference here. 1:18 to play in the ball game. Taylor Whelan has got the ball now. Out to Fisher at the top of the key. Moves over here in the wing to a Joyce Winton. She dribbles with the ball as she hands it away here. Taylor Whelan with the ball again. Back out to Aubrey Fisher at the top of the key. Driving it down the right side of the lane. Runs into traffic. Bounce pass down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper. It's up there and in. And a Broick. Kylie Broick throwing down a three, and she is fouled in a play here by, looks like a Mackenzie Gangwish for Adams Central. So Kylie Broick will go to the free throw line for Grand Island Northwest. They're trying to make this a four-point play. Her shot is up there. It's good. 75-29. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Patriots come back with the basketball. This is going to be Keller with the ball. Keller picked up by Aubrey Fisher. Keller has got it right at the top of the circle. Lobs it inside to Sarah Brown. Down on the right side, Emily Crable. Roden Bradenkamp then getting a field goal underneath the hole there for Adams Central. It's 76-31. Here comes Grand Island Northwest back the other way. Down in the deep right corner is going to be Whelan. Comes out to Fisher. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is over at Grand Island Northwest. Rolls past the Adams Central Patriots here tonight in girls high school basketball. So Adams Central drops to 4 wins and 10 losses on the season. Their main objective is just to get the players back healthy again. A couple of injured players tonight. A couple of players nursing the flu here tonight. Adams Central drops to 4 wins and 10 losses on the season. The Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, they improved to 12-1. Northwest, they've got a date with Hastings High coming up next Friday night at the Jungle at Hastings High. Meanwhile, it'll be Adams Central. They've got a home game tomorrow as they take on the Cardinals out of Donovan Trumbull. Again, the final score in girls high school basketball tonight, it was Grand Island Northwest 76, Adams Central 31. Back with the final numbers after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Burn to Bowling. It's out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest tonight. The Vikings blow out the Adams Central Patriots here in girls high school play 76-31 this evening. Again, Adams Central actually had the lead here in this ball game at 5-3. That was with 6:26 to play in the first quarter. The Vikings then took the lead for good at 6-5. It was 13-9 late in the first quarter when the Vikings went on a 21-0 run. Bridging the first and second quarters, they got to a 35-9 advantage late in the second quarter. It was 36-11 at halftime. And then the Vikings scored 14 straight points to begin the third quarter of play. They go out on top by a score of 50-11. And you get the picture, it was lights out for the Patriots. They trailed 59-21 after three quarters tonight. And the Vikings go on to win by a score of 76-31. Scoring in the ball game for Adams Central, Josie Bumgarner led the way. She had 10 points in the ball game tonight. Carly Bostock had 8. Alexis Grimmett had 6 points. 3 for Brittany Wiseman and 2 for Morgan Bradenkamp. Adams Central was 4 out of 8 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. Grand Island Northwest, they got 24 points from Mackenzie Brown, 16 from Katie Plocky, 12 for Kennedy Keiser, 11 for Erin Soreham. The other scorers, Erin Schlanker, she had 5 points. Allie Groek, she had 3. Kelsey Plocky had 2 points. And Hannah Rapke, she had 2. Grand Island Northwest, 9 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. I had the Vikings with 9 turnovers. I had Adams Central with 32. So 32 turnovers tonight and 2 runs of 14-0 and 21-0. And that spells defeat for Adams Central as the Vikings took care of the Adams Central Patriots tonight in girls play by a score of 76-31. We've got the boys game coming up here in just a few minutes on 1230 KHAS. We're going to return you back to the KHAS studios and get things resituated here for the boys ball game. And we'll come back and get you the tip-off for the boys game in about 15 minutes from right now. So for 1230 KHAS Sports, this is Mike Will.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments away on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.